We'll figure this out live. And we're golden. We are golden.
We're live!
Don't we have like an intro song or something? I feel like we haven't done this show in years.
Oh, yeah. You have the Living in Hollywood. Hollywood is dead.
Yeah, here it is.
Bam, bam, bam.
Chewy.
I swallowed your cum. That means something.
Well, at least we still have that.
Oh, shit. Wrong one.
That's good.
Is there an intro? I see the outro. There was
that song. Hollywood. Hollywood is dead.
It's out of order. I forgot because it doesn't let you rearrange them.
Oh.
Because we're on Restream now. And it's a little bit different. We're not quite used to it.
A little different.
Well, let's do this, I guess. Welcome to Hollywood is Dead 171. This is our 2025 winter movie catch-up, I guess we'll call it. And I put that into Microsoft Edge in their little Copilot thing to create my digital poster that I usually do. And look at what it created. How do we do this again? We just went over this. Nope. We're going to figure this out eventually. Is this... Nope. How did we do that thing where you shared the screen?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But let's just... I'll just do this.
It's in the background. I can see it.
So I put in 2025 winter movie catch-up, and this is what it created.
Hollywood is Dead 2023.
Flat out says 2023, and then it says the Wind Winter Mav catch-up.
Because this is the alternate timeline. We were never supposed to get this far.
It's like
we frozen. Died in 2023.
There's palm trees, yet everything is frozen. There's a demon on the moon from John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars.
That's a great, great callback. I see a witch in the corner. That's supposed to be Liz Olson.
There's a dog with a demon tongue.
Right above. There's a Yeti.
Yeah, there's a Yeti. There's a police cruiser that says Holly Sulker.
Yeah.
There's a little alien off to the left here going, hey.
It's a gay alien.
A gay alien, please.
Gay alien. I'm here to spread the wealth.
Everyone's driving on the wrong side of the road.
It's very British.
Yeah, even though it's Hollywood, or it's Holly
this
Soaker.
Is Hollywood, London.
I don't know what's happened. There's palm trees.
Palm trees are very resilient. They can survive the Yeti frozen tundra.
They can also survive the demon moon sun coming directly at us.
Yeah, it's more like a demon moon. It's just reflecting the sun, so maybe it's an eclipse.
Yeah, and it's either way, the face is a scary part.
It's the blood moon with a demon face.
And there's just trees willy-nilly coming out of everything.
Have you seen the blood moon? You know what's coming? The blood moon says all.
Yeah, I don't. It's kind of like you get a little bit of the... Because we're talking about things we watched during our hiatus again. And
sure.
I did rewatch all of Game of Thrones, and it's given me a little bit of the winter's here now.
You rewatched the entirety of Game of Thrones?
I did.
You just didn't stop at seasons at the end of season 6 where it was good?
No, I didn't.
And you kept going. The epilogue to season 6 is like,
It's season 6. Okay. How many seasons are there? 8, right?
8.
Season 7, there's some good stuff.
Yeah, we were still trying. There's something off because I remember when in season 7 they took that time off, and season 7 came on, and there's just something off. We were like, something's not right here. I don't know what it is, but I need YouTube video critiques to tell me what's wrong. And within 6 months before season 8, we started to realize something is not right. And then season 8 came, and it was the 4 episodes that were like 90 minutes long because they were like. They were truncated season, but because they put so much money into the episodes, they're like 4 mini movies. And when we saw them, we're like, those are 4 mini disasters.
That one episode was really, really great, though, I thought. Where everything gets wrapped up.
The last episode?
No. The winter storyline. Like, she kills the Nightwalker. That
right.
Episode, that's a great episode. But it's like, oh, well, there's still... 4 more episodes. Like, I don't.
Well, the problem with that episode was her Dothraki. She had 10,000 Dothraki, correct? With all the guys on the horses. So they rode off first. They were the first wave against the White Walkers. They all die. Because it's pretty obvious they all die. And yet, the next episode, she goes to, you know, King's Landing. She's got 20,000 Dothraki. So
she's holding back.
Did they resurrect them and bring them back? Or was it just a really bad script job?
I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah. No, they were on reserves. Wait, yep. I'm sorry. They were on reserves in the battle of eternity.
They were
for all the future of mankind. They were on reserve just in case we won this one.
We had 2/3 of our men on a leave. You know, they had to see their families and everything, and then had to call them back in.
They have never seen snow. They were fucking doing crazy. They were building snowmen and shit out in the forest with all the dead trees. What do you call them? Where are the trees that faces on them? What were those called in the show?
Waste of times. I don't know.
Yeah. And then I fucking hate Bran. Everybody came out of that series hating Bran the most because he ended up being king. And it was like, you make the fucking psycho king? Like, his dead eyes. Bran, we helped you in the forest, and don't you remember them? Well, I'm not Bran anymore.
Yeah.
Shit, you're fucking psycho.
He does talk like he's Ringo.
And then I love the interviews though, because like he said, "Oh, did you not understand that Bran was basically buttering up Theon Greyjoy to die because he knew Arya was coming? So that was all just a waste of time to sacrifice Theon for really no reason.
Only to redeem what Theon did of betraying the family.
But he had already done it.
How
he
very very specific? Yes, but
he already,
he needed to sacrifice his life because he's a dickless freak at this point. So therefore, he needs to die."
He didn't have a dick anymore, so he wasn't worth living anyway.
Yeah, it's true. This man has no dick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Dickless here, if he would have been like, "I'm sorry, Bran, this is for you and your father," and he runs, and then he dies. But no, Bran takes the time out.
Before
to go,
I go, smell this. Theon, that's my sister.
Theon, you're a good man, Theon. Go kill yourself, Theon.
Apparently they're going to cast his real-life sister in that role, and she said no because of all the actual incest that would be happening.
Lily Allen?
Yeah.
I like her as a singer. I really do. She divorced David Harbour, though. Did you see that?
No.
They were married. David Harbour, the guy from Stranger Things, and Lily Allen were together for a while.
How much older is he than her?
Not much. Probably 10 years, if that.
Oh, wow.
And that's being generous. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I could look it up. But I'm not going to. I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna.
But I give enough to talk about it. But no, she's a foot model. She went. She's on InstaFan or fans only. She does like foot model stuff.
He's 49. She's 39.
Oh, there you go. 10 years. Very good. He's 49. Oh my god, he looks like he's 56.
That's why I assumed he was.
Fuck, that town destroys human beings.
Every once in a while, you see a picture of him. You're like, oh, he looks fine. Then you're like, oh no, he's near the grave.
Oh my god,
he's
dead.
He's one of those back and forth guys. Depends on what he's working on.
Oh, and then you find out, that movie was from fucking 10 years ago. Because he shows up in all these movies from like 10 years ago. You're like, holy shit, it's David Harbour. And then he disappears because he was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
He's in Equalizer. He just shows up in these movies. You're like, what? Oh, it's David Harbour. And then he was in that movie with wasn't he in that movie with Liam Neeson about he was the gay guy that was murdering women? He was taking drug dealer women, and they would kill him for the ransom and keep the ransoms.
No idea.
Walk Amongst the Tombstones.
Oh, that's what that movie's about.
Yeah. It was basically about like it was two gay men who were kidnapping drug dealer girlfriends and wives, and they would ransom them, take the ransom money, and then just kill the girl anyway. And it's not like they could go do anything because they were criminals. So it was all underneath, you know. They were doing this on the side, taking the money and getting away with it because they couldn't go to the police. Hmm. It's based on a series of novels, but I never read them.
The name makes it sound like one of those direct-to-DVD Danny Trejo things.
It's similar. This one did come out in theaters, though. Yeah. This is back when Liam Neeson still had movies come out in theaters that were like the quasi-action, like the mid-range budget action movies.
I did watch a Liam Neeson movie on our hiatus.
Oh, no. Which one?
Good segue into that. I watched nonstop.
Oh, the one with him on the airplane.
Yeah.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
That one was actually successful. That was a big hit.
I got to say, didn't mind it.
I saw that in theater.
Ten years ago it came out, or 11 now.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters, yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. it co-starred that black guy that Hollywood forgot. The black guy that was the villain, he was the guy from Birth of a Nation. Remember that movie that came out in Sundance and Fox bought it for like $25 million and that he was going to be like the next big star, the next big Will Smith.
Nate Parker?
And he got destroyed because his former ex-girlfriend or wife or something accused him of sexual assault or something, and his career went nowhere, and he basically destroyed his career before it happened.
Oh, he's pre-King the Conqueror. That's nice.
Yes, basically, yes. It is the precursor to King the Conqueror.
Yeah.
That destroyed Marvel and their timeline to bring Robert Downey Jr. back as Dr. Doom because they have no ideas left.
The movie was better than I expected for a Liam Neeson action flick. It was just very repetitive. They just kept doing the exact same things over and over. And he was just constantly yelling at people. That's all the movie.
There's a bomb on this plane. Get off.
Yeah, and then Julianne Moore. What? Oh, why would I? No, I'm helping you. And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
What are you doing here? Get out of here. Yep. There's someone else on the plane. It was a gun.
But I had Scoot McNairy, which was nice.
Yeah, he works.
I always love him.
You're a Scoot McNairy guy.
I am. I like Scoot McNairy.
I like him. He's good.
He's in a lot of indie movies. So it was nice to see him in one of these kind of movies where I'm like, oh, he actually got probably money for this.
Well, you know, he was in the Superman movie.
The Superman movie.
Batman v Superman. He was the guy in the wheelchair that blows up.
A tiny role, right?
Yeah, it wasn't very big, but he was basically the key plot point of the movie.
Yeah, but all the rest of the movies are like art house movies.
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
Even the bigger ones, like Argo and 12 Years a Slave are like kind of art house bigger movies.
The Scoot McNairy in 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah.
What was he in 12 Years? I don't remember.
He was brown.
No, he wasn't. He's white.
He was great in Speak No Evil, though.
Yes, there you go.
The movie was not.
No.
It was fine.
I finally realized that the original ending to that movie, much better than the American version.
Yeah, I was going to watch it before our review, but I didn't get a chance. And I was like, I'm probably never going to watch it now. I just think they all get killed, right? I assume that's all.
In the original version, yeah, they kill them both.
Yeah,
and they take, because he doesn't do anything. He doesn't fight. He doesn't do anything. He's very passive, and that's why he says, "You did this to yourself, you know."
Yeah,
and then they just blow him away. He gives him a chance to do something. He doesn't do it, and he kills him. And that's the difference, because I guess the director said, the American version, he said Americans wouldn't do that, so that's why he changed the ending to what was the American version. Which I can kind of understand. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's a good point. But still, that kind of kills the movie. The whole point of the movie is the passiveness of man. How men welcome, like, a pussy. It's about basically a big fat pussy who gets it in the end.
It is. Yeah, it's true. But I've also seen that movie 15 times. Where it's just, they all get killed. Like, it's the what's the funny game? It's the the other one that we did. The Straw Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but Straw Dogs, he didn't die. He got away with it. And actually, all he did was really, he harbored a fugitive who murdered a woman.
But it's the same plot, like, same.
No, but he killed everybody, though.
Yeah.
They weren't passive. They became.
More like our American version of that, of the story.
I guess. But whatever. But again, he went crazy for no reason because they just came to get that guy, and he says, no, you're not doing that. I'm not letting you have this man.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to take David Warner. He's going to be great in Star Trek V.
Yeah.
You leave him alone.
He's even better in, what is that? Star Trek MST3K VI. Movie he was in. He's in a dual role one, though. It was the one with Leonardo da Vinci, remember? And that kid with the long hair. God damn it. What the hell is in it? It's Quest of the Delta Knights.
Oh my god! Okay,
that's a deep pull right there.
That's a deep cut there. Yeah, that's good.
He does two roles. Quest of
the Delta Knights.
David Warner.
Genius.
I'll show you a picture of both his characters.
And rest in power, David Warner. He's no longer with us either.
Yeah, he's gone.
All the great ones are gone.
So here's one role.
Oh, very good.
The good guy. He saves his stupid ass kid, and here's the bad guy version. He is.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Blackbeard. There you go. Yeah. He's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, he almost looks like.
Remember this one?
No, I don't remember that one. That must be, was that a last season episode?
Season 8, 9, somewhere in there.
Meaning 29 years ago?
Oh, season 9, yeah, maybe.
25 years ago?
Yeah, 1998.
Jesus Christ. that new episode, the newer episode from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's insane.
No, it's got the new cast. You know, Mike and Bill.
And Bobo.
Kevin. God, that was 1998, wasn't it?
1998. Oh, God, I was still in high school.
Oh, God, Jesus. Seinfeld was still on.
Seinfeld was airing its last episode that spring.
Oh, God, Dick.
The Waterboy didn't even come out yet.
Well, speaking of The Waterboy, I guess we'll move on to the next thing I've been watching. I'm not finished with this yet, and I mentioned to you that I'm watching Barry with my wife.
Right, yes. It's a good show.
We got a few episodes left to go. We're in the last season. It gets fucking dark.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah.
But it is, I think, one of my favorite shows I've seen in a long time.
Oh, no, yeah, he's very good.
Fucking fantastic. And
it's very good, yeah.
NoHo Hank is maybe one of the greatest characters of all time.
He's going to start having his career now because he's in the Superman movie.
I recognize him from Gotham.
Hey, but you take his motherfucking name out of your motherfucking mouth because he has alopecia.
No way. It's true.
Just like Jada Smith.
I saw that.
So you cannot talk about him or I will slap you. Photo. I will slap you in front of a live studio audience.
There's the funniest fucking thing where NoHo Hank gets arrested for something, and they're like, "We know you were at the warehouse, whatever the hell it was, where they all get shot up." Mm. At one point, Barry goes in and kills everyone. And he's like, "We know you're there." He goes, "Oh yeah, how do you know that?" But he has like an accent. He's like, "How do you know that?" And they put down the photos in front of him, and there's like him like on the phone, and there's like him like, you know, clearly like doing gang stuff. And then it cuts to this picture where I don't know if you can see it. It's so fucking funny. What is this?
What the? It's a drawing. That's a child drawing.
I don't know what that is.
Stick figure.
I'm trying to get this. Can you see this? It comes to him. And he's got his leg up and he's on the phone. Big ass smile.
That's hilarious.
It's like he's posing for it.
Yeah, it's funny.
God, he just does some shit that is so fucking funny. Like at one point he goes to South America and he's to rescue his boyfriend. And he's, like, asking where this gang leader's house is. And the guy's like, hold on. And he's, like, assembling, like, this pipe thing. And he puts this dart in there. And he's, like, screwing it together. And Hank's just sitting there watching him smiling. And he's, like, hits him with a blow dart. He's, like, "That's what I thought you were doing. I didn't want to be rude." Oh, my God, man. Everything he does is so fucking funny. And it's just goddamn funny because it takes like a full minute to put this thing together.
That's funny.
And it sits there smiling. Oh man, but yeah, it's dark as shit too, and it's gotten so much darker in the last few episodes. But definitely worthwhile. My friend from work talked me into it because I've been wanting to watch it for a while. I don't know, Dick sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? You know, LA film classes and going to LA, and I'm like, I don't really want to watch. Like, I know how actors in LA are. They're all pieces of shit. And sure enough, at least they portray them as pieces of shit on the show.
Pretty much.
So at least that's true. My least favorite thing with Hollywood actors is they don't support each other. They get super jealous and angry when you get successful. Like if someone they know gets, and I'm like, you should be happy for them because now they can help you get you a job somewhere.
Yeah, but they don't usually do that. That's a problem. Somebody gets it, but they're like, "Oh, well, now you have to find more friends that are higher up because the friends below you, they won't get you nowhere. So you have to abandon them and move on."
But then, you know, if you're actually friends with them instead of...
That goes away as soon as fame comes into it. Because then they tell you, do you want to hang out with Phoenix West or Timothy Chalamet? And I say, well, shit, he's in Doom too.
You know how goddamn tired of him you would be after a week?
Oh, after I just saw him wear a pink dress and some
fucking Timothy, come on, man.
You're not Bob Dylan. Shut up.
Speak up.
You're not Bob Dylan. Stop it.
Man, I can't hear you. And you think you're going to win the Oscar for Bob Dylan? No, you're not.
Go away.
We shouldn't have done our Oscar guesses, but I haven't seen any of the movies.
I'm boycotting the Oscars this year. They're stupid. Oscars are so dumb. I don't think I haven't watched an Oscars. I watched them in pieces. And the last time I really sat and watched it was at your house, where we watched the Oscars were on
a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's no point. They're not funny. This year, though, I think Conan's hosting. So it's like, maybe Conan. I don't know.
I might watch it just because of him, but
I'll watch the highlights on YouTube the next day.
I went through all the Oscar nominees, and I'm like, the only movies I had seen were like the visual effects ones, like a couple action movies. Yeah. Like, I don't know if Furiosa is nominated, but I finally watched that.
Yeah.
So I guess we could talk about that real quick.
Furiosa.
I don't remember a lot of it now because I watched it back in December.
Oh, wow. December was last week. Oh, wait. Yes, never mind. I forgot this is February.
It is mid-February today. Today's Valentine's
Day. That's right. Yeah, it's February 14th. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Love.
My wife's fine out there. She's fine.
She's fine. She got her flowers. Shut the fuck up.
Sure.
I got her some chocolate. I gave her half an eaten Milky Way.
She can't eat chocolate right now because she's about to give birth.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Another child?
Yeah.
Is this a girl or a boy?
It's a boy, and he's due on...
Another boy?
The only reason I remember his due date is because it's on 3/11, and I'm like, that terrible band. Fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of some lyrics. But
so, little baby transistor. Transistor. All I know is down.
Yes, I'm thinking down. Oh, I love it. Do. Oh, I'm thinking about it now.
Keep my thing on the ground.
It's that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
What about the other one? Oh, I got it. Amber is the color of your energy. That's it. That's the other one that I hated.
I just remember the follow-up CD was Transistor.
And then I think that's where Amber on the Color of the Radio is. That was like 2001. A while ago.
I can't believe how massively popular they are.
I don't believe
compared to how massively shitty they are.
Well, you remember that the old what 311 meant? It was like it was supposed to be. The history of the name was like it's a indecent exposure police code, or it's the what's the 11th letter of the alphabet?
K. I don't know.
K. Well, yeah, it was K and three
K's. K-K-K, oh wow, yeah. I was joking.
No, that was what I heard like in the 90s in high school. Someone says,
yeah.
You know what 11 stands for, right?
Like, I was really? Completely joking, doing a KKK thing, but it turns out that could be it.
That was one of the theories I was given.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The one guy is bald, isn't he, in the band?
There you go. And he's with Rammstein now.
311. No, he's not. Okay.
No, I made that up.
There's a guy with a hat. Oh, no.
Yep. He's a racist.
Band photo. No ball guys. Damn.
Oh, man. That's a band that didn't die of drugs.
No, it's not like Smash Mouth.
Oh, rest in power.
You know what Smash Mouth, though, does?
He's Walking on the Sun.
They have some good songs.
He's Walking on the Sun.
I played some songs for you, didn't I?
One yes,
time. They're fine. They're decent.
They're fine. They're perfect.
The non-hit ones are good. They're not amazing, but it's like, oh, this is actually pretty decent.
They're kind of an amalgamation of the 90s. Like, that's what it is. Like, that's what the 90s. You want to say, what was it like in the 90s? Listen to All Star.
No, the hits are bad. Like, I don't like their hits, but all the other songs on that album, the second one, are actually pretty good.
The B-sides
it's got like this trippy, like, because it's about, like, space, that album. It's got the space thing on there, the astronaut.
Oh, wow, very good.
And it's got, like, this, like, what's that instrument?
Zither? Theremin?
Yeah, it's got the theremin in there. Oh, it's really interesting. That sounds terrible the way I'm describing it, but it's actually pretty good.
Yes. You make me want to go buy the album right now.
Yeah. I'd say check out the non-hits on Astro Lounge.
And that's the name of the album, non-hits.
Yeah.
Non-hits.
Non-hits on Astro Lounge. That's the name of the album.
In Rest in Power.
It's no worse than something, something, something in the hot dog flavored water. Chocolate.
I know that album. Chocolate Starfish in the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Yeah. That might be the worst album name of all time.
That is the worst album name of all time, but my God, if we didn't pump that in high school, senior year, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That's literally in our yearbook.
I listened to $3 Bill, y'all. And then I didn't stick around for the sophomore album.
Ben Stiller. You are a funny motherfucker. I told you that's on the album.
Good to know. I still have Nonstop pulled up. What was the thing I just mentioned? We just started bringing something up, a movie.
You're discussing Barry.
Barry, and then we switched into something else, I thought.
Yes. I watched Gladiator 2.
Furiosa.
Furiosa, yeah.
I figure we'll do Gladiator 2 kind of last.
That's fine. I got my complaints with that fucking movie.
We'll go through these next ones kind of quick. Furiosa, I watched it. That's all I can say about it. It was fine.
Hemsworth is the best part.
Hemsworth is great, and he got made fun of a lot when I was looking up information about it. People made fun of him. I'm like, he was the best part. I do like Anya Taylor-Joy.
And she's only in it for like half the movie.
Yeah, and I like the movie. It was really good, but I think the problem was when the first movie is so fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. It was an unnecessary movie. It's like, why don't you make a Mad Max movie?
And it's a prequel.
I don't care about her. I want a Mad Max movie, not her movie.
The problem with it being a prequel is I know she's fine and I know what's going to happen because I know the green place. I know what happens.
Yeah.
There's nothing at stake here. Like, she gets there and they're like, she's like, I want to go to the green place. I'm like, oh, no, you don't, sweetie. It's just like five lesbians hanging out in the desert. There's nothing in the green place anymore.
Yeah, they're old, too. They're like, they're not even moist anymore. Those are some dried-ass lesbians.
Yeah, it was like the dried-ass lesbian version of Wonder Woman's place.
Yeah, Damascura.
Yeah, it was nothing there. And so
that ain't Mascura.
But that's the whole fucking movie, is like her trying to get back there. And I'm like, I know what happens when she goes back. I don't want to see this. Like,
yeah, it's dirt.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry, it's over.
But everyone's good in it. Like, I the movie's fine.
It's unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
It's just, it's an unnecessary movie. Much like Gladiator 2
movie. Gladiator 2, which we'll get to.
It's an unnecessary movie. There's no reason why this movie should exist. And now, because it failed so badly, there will never be a Mad Max movie now, ever. Like, this is it.
They could if they bring back Tom Hardy.
They won't, though, because this movie didn't make any money. They're not going to do it. That's not going to happen. And George Miller is like 500 years old. He's not going to make another one.
He's already working on another one.
No, he's working on another movie. I think he's working on trying to get him to do a Marvel movie. He's doing something, but it's not Mad Max.
It's,
I don't think he's doing anything.
Director?
I'm doing a movie about a genie.
It's called Mad Max the Wasteland.
Well, that's not happening. It's not going to happen.
It will, because Tom Hardy's back.
Not going to happen.
I guarantee it will.
I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. This movie didn't make any money. Furiosa was a bomb.
Yeah, and I know that. Money. That's why they're bringing back Tom Hardy.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen because Mad Max Fury Road wasn't that big of a hit either. All that work, all that time, it really didn't do that great at the box office. Mad Max in the real world, in the world that I want to live in, Mad Max would have been $2 billion mega hit, and it wasn't. It didn't even crack $500 million. That's the sadness of that.
Yeah, I did make a bunch of movie on rentals and all that. There's a whole Second Life. It made money.
Yeah, I mean, it made money, but it didn't make that much money. It did okay.
I don't know. I think if they bring back Tom Hardy, they'll be fine.
It's not going to happen. I'm telling you.
You know that we would both go see it.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just like your movie that you said would never happen, Beetlejuice.
See, this is a rare instance where I'm on the side of it'll happen.
Yeah, see.
Because I always say, no, that movie's not going to happen. Usually you can tell when I see something on IMDb, but I've learned from doubting George Miller, because I remember when Fury Road was on there, I'm like, that's not going to come out. And then it did. Then Furiosa, I'm like, that's not going to happen. Because remember how long they talked about doing the Furiosa movie?
Well, that's what I mean. It took too long. Yeah. You waited too long. The time is over. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to say,
think Hollywood is going to invest any money in a Mad Max movie? It's not going to happen.
He's proven me wrong too many times now, so I'm gonna switch sides, and I'm probably gonna be wrong again.
Hollywood is dead, and that's true.
Who said that?
We say it every damn time on the show.
Oh man,
and it's true. Now it's really dead. Now it's like official because it was on fire.
It's true,
and it is done. They're trying to move Warner Brothers to Vegas.
I'm a little pissed that all those images online were our poster of the Hollywood sign on fire. And it's like, I had AI do that, and like, everyone fucking made them, was releasing them.
Well, I remember living in Hollywood when the fires hit again, like, because every year that I was there, there was fires going on because it's California now. The Hollywood sign almost burnt to the ground like 2010, like, oh, not that long ago when I was still living there. Because I remember the hills, the Hollywood Hills was on fire. Like, it was going to get the sign, but they stopped it before it got to the sign. And that was this year when all the Twitter photos were coming out. They were saying, this is an AI image. Hollywood sign's on fire. Come on, guys. Just everybody else is on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Hollywood sign is fine. Hollywood Hills are fine. But the surrounding area where everybody lives is not.
Yeah. And it's... I got a weird history with it. But there's a weird history of the Hollywood sign where it seems like they would protect that like crazy, but they let it fall the fuck apart.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And then it took, and they still don't have a goddamn light on it. How do they not light that thing up at night?
They light up, in Maxine, it was lit up.
Yeah. In a movie. And it's like to the point where my memory was that it was lit up. And then I went back.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was there, and I'm like, huh, I guess it's not lit up, huh?
No, I can't even see the goddamn thing.
Yeah, and I was like, it's there, because we got there at night, and I'm like, it's over there. You'll see it in the morning, I guess. You'd think with the, you know, major fucking landmark. Like, look at all these. I got these when I was there.
Yeah.
And it's not even lit up at night. Why?
What are you guys thinking?
It's just bizarre. Anyway, real quick, a few movies I'll get through. I watched The Bike Riders.
Oh, yeah, you said it was boring, huh?
Tom Hardy. Everyone's good in all the actors. Movie's fucking boring as hell. My wife was, we're just yelling at the TV, like, something fucking happened. It's rare when she's on board with the hurry up, like, do something.
Yeah, she's really patient.
You know, like, I don't know, have you seen Easy Rider? Oh, God.
Yes.
That's nice.
Do you have that? Did I get you this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Triple W.
Yeah, witches, werewolves, and warlocks.
No, but Easy Rider is a movie that you watch. If you didn't see it when it comes out, you're going to be bored to fucking tears. That movie sucks.
Yeah.
Movie fucking sucks. Mm. And this is no different. It was just so boring.
That's too bad.
I watched Red One because my mom put it on because she was here after surgery.
What was Red One?
Red One is that Santa Claus movie.
Oh, with The Rock, God.
And Chris Evans. And I didn't know. I was watching it and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. And I'm watching it.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Then again, I was 2 days out of surgery, I think, at that point. And actually, it was when I got home from the hospital.
Red One.
I watched Afraid, the AI movie with Cal Penn.
Yes. No interest.
Better than it should have been, but it's a Cal Penn horror movie like The Grudge, so it sucks.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But was it like, Cal Penn or John Cho?
John Cho. How about that?
Yeah, John Cho. John Cho.
I got the wrong movie. Harold and Kumar.
He did another movie about that was based on Facebook media.
Sorry, John Cho, yes.
John Cho, the one about his daughter goes missing, and he uses social media to find her. I saw that movie. And Deborah Messing ends up being the kidnapper because her son's the kidnapper. She's the cop. She's the cop in charge. Oh, it's a terrible movie. It sucks.
I watched Don't Move.
Don't Move, which is funny after surgery. Yeah. Don't Move.
Yep. It's the girl from Yellowstone, the really hot native
girl. Oh, the British girl?
Yeah, she's British.
Yeah.
And she gets like kidnapped, and the guy gives her a shot, and then she can't move, and she's slowly trying like regaining, but she's trying to get away from him.
Yeah,
it was Finn Wittrock.
Yeah,
he's in a lot of like American Horror Story stuff. I like him. They're both really good in it. But
is she gonna get in it?
No, the movie's fine. It's on Netflix.
Don't Move.
That's the what you want to do as an actor, is a movie where you can't really move for most of it. It's like the Cameron Mitchell special. Just lay there.
I'm going to sit in the chair for the majority of the movie.
This is my character. Oh.
Oh, close the god fucking door.
I watched Firestarter 2022.
Firestarter. Oh, yeah.
With, what's his name? Zac Efron. It might have been one of the worst things I've ever seen. Or not ever, but recently seen.
Is that the movie where his face gets deformed into a Hulk?
No, but they burn. Hulk he gets burned square. Alive, and it's
okay. There you go.
The movie is so fucking boring, and stuff is happening though. That's the problem. But I'm like, I don't care. I don't know. I don't know why this is happening.
You should have watched. Did you watch The Iron Claw?
No, not yet.
That's a good movie.
I'm trying to go through my Stephen King list, and I didn't really get that far.
Iron Claw is one of those. I think it's The Iron Claw, right?
Yeah, you talked about it. Movie? Yeah.
Oh man, that's a good one. That's actually very, very good. Very. I mean, if you don't cry on that movie, you don't have a fucking soul.
I bet I can do it.
No, this one's rough.
I cried during everything though.
Now, the older I get, the more emotional I am with things.
Yeah,
I can watch a commercial and start crying.
Oh yeah, there's commercials that break me every time. Oh, if there's a parent and they're like doing something to like the Alzheimer's stuff, I don't even have parents with Alzheimer's. That I fucking lose it.
No, but yeah, it's the scene where Dad, do you want to play catch? Who are you? Oh no.
I saw the Addams Family cartoon, the first one. Okay. No comment, sucked. Mm. I rewatched You Should Have Left, the David Cope. You know how much I love the Kevin Bacon and David Cope. The other one they made, Stir of Echoes. This is the second one they made a few years ago, like maybe a decade now at this point, probably. But it sucks. It's not that good.
He wrote that new one that just came out, the one with Steven Soderbergh directed, the horror movie.
Yeah, that's David Cope's Presence. I haven't seen that.
I wanted to see that. I didn't see that. Now it's gone. Yeah. It's not in theaters anymore.
It's on my list. I'll get to it.
It'll be on Amazon in 3 weeks.
I watched The Hateful Eight Extended. It's just longer.
Yeah.
I watched Equalizer 3. He equalizes for a third time.
He equalized Italy.
It's a good movie. I rewatched True Romance. I haven't seen that in a good decade.
That's a good one.
I rewatched 3,000 Miles of Graceland.
That's a bad one.
I don't mind it.
It's not a great movie.
It's not, but the cast is so fucking good.
It is a good cast.
It's one of those movies where you're like, the 90s had a bunch of movies like this where you're like, loaded cast, script that was ripping off a Tarantino thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then nothing really, really happens. I do like when, what's his name, dies, though. Christian.
Slater.
Christian Slater dies. Yeah. That part's fun. I watched Strange Way of Life, which is a 30-minute short on, I believe, Netflix.
Netflix. That doesn't count.
But it has Ethan Hawke and Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
And they're a gay couple in the Old West.
Okay. Enough.
And it was... It was a drama.
Was it directed by Richard Linklater?
No.
It took 12 years to make.
Pedro Almodovar.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I actually liked it.
Half an hour?
Half an hour.
That doesn't count. That's not a movie.
I didn't say it was a movie. I said it was a short.
I don't care.
I would say don't watch it if you're homophobic and don't listen to the show, I guess. But, you do see Pedro Pascal's bare ass, which is nice.
Hey.
Yeah. I saw... I guess we'll do The Northman next.
I think he had a butt double. I don't think Pedro's too big of a star to show his ass.
I think his face was in there, too.
His face was in Ethan Hawke's ass?
Yeah.
Then I could buy. I love you.
Speaking of asses, I saw The Northman, and there's a bunch of asses in that movie.
Well, there's a whole naked battle scene at the end.
Yeah.
They fight in the nude in a volcano.
Luckily, they darken it out.
It's the Revenge of the Sith that I wanted. And Obi-Wan McGregor would have wiped him out with his big cock.
Yeah.
I got the high ground and the big dick.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead poll here.
Cost me half my fortune. That's why I need to have a fucking Obi-Wan show again. I need money badly. Please help me. I'll do anything.
I keep forgetting that they were together.
I'm making money for... I made a movie with my daughter. I need money. Because the divorce destroyed me.
Northman was good, but I was like, I've seen this before. It's just the same.
Northman's fine.
Yeah, the story's been around forever. It's the Lion King sort of thing. Hamlin.
A little bit of Conan in there for fun.
Yeah. It was a good movie, though. I liked all the acting. I liked the set. I liked visually, it was great.
Yeah.
It's because
I
wanted to watch all the Robert Eggers ones. I still haven't seen Nosferatu yet.
Nosferatu. Look at me. look at my big dong and my mustache.
And our summer movie one, I did The Lighthouse. So I figured I'd had to finish off. I watched.
I bet you finished off.
I watched The Killer.
I did too. I enjoyed that one.
I enjoyed it.
That was fun. I liked that. I did really like that movie a lot. I thought that was really enjoyable.
When I talked about it with Jansen, he said it was really going to be really tedious. And he's like, he's just telling me what's going on. And it's boring. And I'm like, that's what I like in that sort of stuff, though.
Right. Yeah.
That turns out that's exactly Jansen what
doesn't
I want.
Like The Crow. Yeah. So I wouldn't listen to him for anything.
That's true.
30-year-old know nothing. Go cook your meat.
The killer was good. I liked it.
It's very good. Very good. I liked Killer a lot.
I like that he never, I don't, does he ever successfully kill anyone in that movie?
Just the whore.
I'm trying to remember.
No, he kills everybody. He kills everybody that was affecting him.
So now at the point, though, where I'm confusing scenes with Barry.
Right, yeah.
So I'm trying to remember the killer.
No, he kills everybody. He kills everyone except for the last guy, the billionaire that put the hit on him, not knowing that he put the hit on him. Because he basically was told, look, I didn't know it was you. I wouldn't have done it. I didn't know. He's told me insurance-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pay an extra $100 for the insurance. I was okay. And he goes, well, I could kill you at any time if I wanted to.
I remember that.
I'll put a radioactive isotope in your coffee, and you'll slowly die for 2 weeks painfully.
Man, what a fucking terrible way to die.
That would be bad.
Oh, my God. Your hair's falling out. Your skin's starting to fall off. You don't know why.
I think that's how Putin killed a couple of guys. He radioactive them.
He did it that's in the pen.
Yeah, it's all you got to do. Well, like he said, you drop a little bit in his coffee. You wouldn't even know it. And it, like, just like Lydia from Breaking Bad. Yeah. Oh, that rice scene I gave you. Goodbye, Lydia.
Lydia deserved it, though. Fuck that lady.
Oh, it's great. That's a great. That was one of the best deaths ever. That was a good death scene on that show. But what else did you watch? Because you watched way more than I did.
I watched It's What's Inside. I believe it's on Netflix. It's an interesting little sci-fi movie that I fast-forwarded through a bunch.
Oh, good.
It's about, like, he has a box, and they all plug in, and it allows you to change your brain with someone else.
Okay.
It's like 6-7 people at a time, and they all switch, and they, you know, for a few minutes.
All right.
And then they switch back. But there's a lot of, like, they play a game and, like, try to guess who's who, and they switch. And then eventually a couple of people die, and they're like, I don't want to go back to my body. Like, my brain's here, but that person's gone.
Right.
Like, the body of the person who's dead isn't the brain of the person. So it gets kind of cool. And it gets interesting. Like, a moral dilemma there, where you're like, I don't want to go back to that body. And they get so selfish where they can't be like, even though that brain's alive and that body's alive, I want to allow you to switch back to that.
Right.
I don't want to switch. But it's like, come on. I don't know. But it just keeps going and going and going. And then there's a twist ends. And then just, I'm like, interesting premise. Well done.
Yeah.
Little indie movie. Overly long. I finally watched Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah, it was all right.
Solid. I liked it.
It's okay. It's fine. I think it was overhyped for me because everybody was raving about it.
Oh, no.
And I finally watched it. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I knew what to expect. I liked the...
It wasn't anything amazing.
No, it definitely wasn't. It was good. It was a good movie. It was... Remember that one episode of Creepshow we did on LAW Anthology?
Yes.
Night of the Living Talk Show Dead or something, whatever the hell
it
was.
Yeah,
it reminded
me
a lot of that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That was more overtly silly.
Yeah, that was more fun.
Yeah, this was just, I like it. I like that David, whatever his last name is, I like him a lot.
Damon Chazelle.
Yeah, one of those guys.
He
from Ant-Man.
Yes.
Or The Dark Knight, whatever you want
to say.
In Dune. He's in Dune?
He's in all of the Villeneuve movies.
Oh, really?
He's in Prisoners. He's got blows his head off in Prison.
He's in that.
I don't know if he's in The Arrival, though. I don't remember. He's in Blade Runner. He gets he gets whacked to death in the face by the robot woman.
Still haven't seen that.
Blade Runner 2049 is fantastic.
And I think you've seen the rest of my list.
Probably.
Oh, let me quickly get through these. I saw Squid Game Season 2. Really solid.
I don't watch it.
There's a lot of stuff that if I wanted from Season 1 that is in Season 2, but it felt like they just divided Season 2 in half and they're calling it Season 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I rewatched Trailer Park Boys front to back. I love that fucking show. I watched the end of Yellowstone. That's over.
Oh, rest in power.
I didn't give a shit because there's no Kevin Costner. I didn't care at all.
Rest in power.
I watched Toast of London, which I was talking to you about.
Yes, Matt Berry.
It is so fucking funny and stupid. It is. It's absurdist humor.
It's oh, just yeah.
The most absurd things happening one after another.
Right. It's weird to think that Matt Berry's so old, because he's been around forever. I've never heard of this guy until like recently, and I love him.
And now we're obsessed with him.
I love him. He's so great.
I think he's only a decade older than I am. Yeah, he's only a decade older. So he's 50.
He's 50.
Oh, he's almost exactly a decade. May 2nd.
Keep your potions away from me, you fuckery.
Keep your cheap sex potions away. I shan't be sidetracked with your cheap fuckery, your cheap sex potions. That's what he says.
That's how we talk in Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Matt Berry is fantastic. And it is a good show. It's just, you know, it's only 6 episodes a season. There's only 3 seasons. And it's, and there's also Toast of Tinseltown, which he does like a decade later.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm going to get to it next. I still got a couple of episodes left of London.
Well, he's in the IT Crowd, right? Is that the show that he was also in?
Yeah, he's on IT Crowd.
That's where he goes, Father!
Father!
That's his father, and his father's 10 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, that show has like a weird laugh track. And
well, that one's supposed to be like a cult classic. People love that IT Crew.
David Attenborough's in it, right?
Yeah,
that I've seen clips. You know, we watch a lot of those Matt Berry supercuts and a lot of.
Yeah. Yes, Clem Fandango. What?
Yeah,
Clem Fandango. I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
And you realize when you watch the full sketches, how many times they call him in to do line reads just to fuck with him. Like, there's no actual reason he needs to do that. There's no actual job. They're just fucking with him. And it's fun to see
Check your hand off the button. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And there's a lot of, as soon as he leaves the door, you don't see this in the supercuts. He'll like leave the door and then he'll be like, oh, I forgot my pen. He keeps forgetting his pencil and he'll open it and hear like, the fucking guy sucks. Like, what an asshole. And he hears him and he's like, what's that? And like, no, we're talking about someone else. Like, they hate him. They actively hate him. That's why they fuck with him so much in those.
Right. Yeah.
I watched Smile 2, which you saw as well.
Yes.
I liked it.
I liked the beginning, and it just went for too long. It was way too long.
Yeah. I thought that girl was fucking phenomenal for a
Smile movie. No, she's very good. No, she's the best part of the movie, but again, it's just too long.
Yeah, it is.
It needed to be 20 minutes shorter.
She commits, though. I'll give her, needs to be nominated for fucking Smile 2, which sounds insane, but I thought she was that good.
Yeah. She can drink the shit out of a bottle of water.
It's true. But that scene with all the dancers and they're all creepy.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was cool.
There's some cool visuals.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in it. Like I said, the beginning's great. Yeah, I think the opening is fantastic.
Oh my God, the Kyle Gallner opening.
Yeah, yeah. I was so excited. I was watching, this is actually pretty good. And then it just kind of like, it's slow.
Me and my wife are Kyle Gallner fans. So we put it on. We're like, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah,
he's going to die. We know that. So just, and I'm like, all right, luckily we tapered our expectations there. And then he dies.
But he got hit by a car, though. Yeah. So does that mean the animal, the demon?
But he jumped in front of the car.
But he dies.
Yeah.
But nobody saw it, so nobody cares.
The driver saw it.
Did he see it, though? Who was the driver? I thought the driver was killed in the crash.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
The specifics are gone now.
Yeah, because again, the whole movie is a lie because everybody she meets is a figment of her imagination. The guy that she sit that meets her in the bar saying, "Oh, my brother had it, and we can kill it if I kill." That wasn't real. That was in her head.
Well, I don't know if that guy wasn't real.
They say if you pay, I read about it. It was like reading the trivia stuff on. They're saying like if you pay attention, anytime she's not in the room with somebody, it's all in her head. So anytime she's off by herself, it's just all in her head. None of that's real.
Oh,
like the drink is never. There's only one. There's no drink except for her, I guess, in the bar. So he doesn't have a drink. Oh. He's just sitting there, and there's just like clear subtle clues because they're so clever.
Yeah, the only one that was like, "Oh, that was interesting," was the best friend, who like,
right?
Who was like, "Why the fuck are you calling me?" And she's like, "What? You didn't show up."
And you know, that's Jack Nicholson's son, right? The smiley guy that looks like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's really creepy
when he smiles.
All these great, completely fair hirings lately, like him and Jack Quaid.
And Jack Quaid's good. I like Jack Quaid.
They're both good.
They're not bad. But I mean, just like it's just nepotism gone amok, run amok. But that's all Hollywood is now. Everybody's related to him. It's nobody. They're not giving any jobs to anybody that's going to be interesting anymore.
And I don't want to make fun of Jack Quaid because I do like Jack Quaid a lot.
No, he's good. I like Jack. Yeah. He's on Red Letter Media all the time. He shows up. He's fun. He's funny. So I like
he's
Jack.
He's a scream killer. Remember when they gave it away in one of the episodes on Red Letter Media?
From Modesto.
Is he?
In the Modesto. No, in the movie, they're in Modesto.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they go. And then they go to the Northern California. And that was not Modesto because that's not what our bowling alley looks like.
I finally watched Beverly Hills Cop Axel F.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I didn't see it when we talked about it, though.
Oh, did we not? Oh,
we talked on text over it. But
I thought we talked about it on the show.
There's too many similarities to Die Hard 4 for me, but I still enjoyed the movie thoroughly. It was just the go to protect my child.
Right.
He takes down a helicopter. Yeah. He drives a big truck.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's so many similarities to the Die Hard 4.
And John Astin died literally after that movie came out.
Yeah.
Minutes later. Was kind of sad. I was like, oh, he looked old, though. He looked really bad. In all the interviews when they were promoting that movie, you got Judge Reinhold, you got Eddie Murphy, and you got John Astin. John Astin looks like he's just fucking on a ventilator. He's like, why am I doing this interview? Yeah. Why am I here?
I wanted Judge Reinhold to be in there more.
Yeah, he's basically just he's the MacGuffin of the movie.
Yeah, Judge, like, you barely see him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I was looking forward to, like, another team up. But he kind of does what he does in 3, which he appears at the end for the action scene. But he's sprinkled in throughout 3.
I do know now why. Remember in Beverly Hills Cop 2, there's a poster of Cobra in his house?
No, I told you, that's the one I barely remember.
Okay, well, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Judge Reinhold has a poster of Cobra in his home. So that's an inside joke. Because originally, Beverly Hills Cop was going to be Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone rewrote the script. And the script that he rewrote basically became Cobra. So can you imagine Beverly Hills Cop Cobra being the same movie? Axel Foley taking on the guy from X-Files, the character actor from X-Files. My new world order, pig.
I can see
that. I'm gonna kill you, pig.
I don't remember Cobra that much.
Oh, I love Cobra.
Is that the shootout in the liquor store thing?
Yeah, he goes to the story. It's basically, you're the disease, and I'm the cure.
Yeah, okay.
That's I'm going to be a hero in the new world, man.
Yeah, there's too many of those guys. Psycho
to me. I don't talk to psychos. I put them away. That's what he said. That's a good. Hey, Cobra is, I love Cobra. It's a fucking ridiculous movie. Own it on Blu-ray. It's in my collection.
Oh, God.
Beautiful movie.
I haven't watched
it yet.